Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we drew the last hadith on the chapter of respecting one's elders, respecting the ulama, respecting the people of goodness, etc. So we're doing different ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us on the importance of showing respect. This is something that is very, very important, and the beauty part of it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically showed it to us, practically demonstrated it to us, how respect should be shown. So today we do one hadith, a short hadith, but it has got great meaning and great lessons for people that ponder. An Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma akraba shabun shaykhan li sinnihi illa qayyadallahu lahu may yukrimuhu inda sinnihi, rawahu tirmidhi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no young person shows respect to an old man on account of his old age without Allah ta'ala appointing someone to show respect to him when he becomes old. No young person shows respect to an old person because the person was old. Because the person is old, senior, he's showing respect to him, except that Allah ta'ala will give him this favor. What favor? That when he reaches old age, then Allah Ta'ala will create someone that will respect him. So ulama explained from this hadith, there are two basharats, not one basharat, there are two glad tidings. One is that when he reaches old age, there will be someone that will respect him. And the second basharat means glad tidings, the second glad tidings that is in this hadith, is that this person will have a long life. Because he respected a senior person, he had an elderly person, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that he reaches old age fulfilled, that someone will be created to respect him in his old age. So the beauty of this hadith is, there's two glad tidings given in this hadith, is that by respecting your elders, Allah Ta'ala will give you a long life also. Sometimes a person in his youthfulness and in his eager to train and to go to gym and to do this and to do that, to have a long life, very often he disrespects his seniors. But what the hadith is teaching us, by you respecting your seniors, Allah Ta'ala will give you a long life. Allah Ta'ala will keep you healthy, so that there will be people that will also respect you. So what a beautiful glad tidings comes in this hadith. Generally you'll find that the muhaddithin towards the end of the chapter, they'll bring such a hadith that will cover all aspects. So here he brought a hadith where a young person is showing respect to a senior person. So he shows us that if he's showing respect because of his age, naturally he must show respect also to a person because of the ilm that Allah Ta'ala has given to that person. He should show respect to a person because of the goodness and virtue that Allah Ta'ala has given that person. And we seen in the other hadith also, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so meticulous and cautious about it. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says that in a dream, I was seen myself making miswak, and two people are coming towards me. I give the miswak first to the young person, and in the dream, I am rectified. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying, in the dream, I am rectified. I heard the words, kabbir, kabbir, and give the miswak to the elderly person. In other words, show respect to seniors. So this shows us that this showing respect to seniors is not a small thing. It's a serious thing. It's a major thing. And towards the coming of Qiyamah, this is one of the things that will leave the Ummah. The respect to parents will be lost. Respect to seniors will be lost. Respect to ulama will be lost. The respect to teachers, etc., will all be lost. So therefore, we have to make it a point to teach. Ulama tell us that one of the way to teach that children respect also is when they are addressing people that are elder than them, they should respect them with titles of respect. Sometimes you find a young person, he's addressing his uncle, but he'll call the uncle by the first name, Yusuf, Ibrahim, Qasim, where he should be addressing the uncle with a title of respect. Any person that is senior, if he doesn't know what to call him Haji something, Haji so-and-so, Haji so-and-so, or uncle so-and-so, whatever it is, but some title of respect, instead of just calling a person by his first name. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this respect in our life. It is something that is part of in deen, something that is very important in deen, and something that will create a harmonious atmosphere in the community, and something also that will maintain the type of respect that we have for our elders is an indication of the type of respect we have for our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.